In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for the Road to the College Football Playoff.
I think it's great. That's really good.
On Dukes and Bell.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, man. Congratulations to Kennesaw State. Talked about this earlier in the show Friday. Kennesaw State Owls knock off Jacksonville State down there in Jacksonville State. And they win Conference USA. How about that? And they're going to the Myrtle Beach Bowl. Is that the grand prize? All right. Hopefully the weather's nice and warm. We're going to have Coach Mack on tomorrow, Dana just said. Congratulations to Coach Mack. We'll tell him that ourselves. Mike Johnson in for Carl tomorrow. It's Mike and Friends. It takes a village to replace Carl when he's on vacation. Dukes and Bell with our man Abe Gordon filling in today from Andy and Randy's show. And while I'm congratulating local teams, Georgia Tech, they're going to Pop-Tarts, right? That's Orlando, Day-Day, the Pop-Tart Bowl. You know
yep,
where that is?
Yep, that's where
with the
be.
Greatest victory celebration of all time, where the Pop-Tart goes in the toaster.
And that's on Christmas Eve.
Christmas? What? That doesn't do it for you?
No, I love
shrugged,
the Pop-Tart
how dare
ball.
You was, shrug at the Pop-Tart?
I was going to follow up by asking you what is your go-to Pop-Tart flavor?
Ooh, that's a great question. Like the cherry?
Yeah, cherry.
Sprinkles? That's just me. And then while I'm mentioning local teams, shout out, we know we got a ton of listeners up in Rome, Georgia. The Berry College football team is number 17, took down number 21 Trinity. They're advancing to the quarterfinals in Division III.
Yeah, I saw that.
So hats off to the Berry Vikings, man. I'm friends with the lacrosse coach. And again, we're always pulling for all our local teams. So good job, dudes. Congratulations to Berry. Good people over there. All right, man. Georgia gets it done. Let's start with Kirby. And I thought this is kind of interesting during the post-game press conference, talking about, all right, show of hands if you've beaten Alabama and how the guys are kind of getting motivated, a little chip on their shoulder. I thought this is pretty cool.
And think about those players that Drew talked about and had their coaches come talk about. Dylan Bell scores touchdown tonight, huge in the game. Daylon Everett gets interception, huge in the game. And then Cole Spear blocks the punt. And Oscar played well also. And, you know, before he finished, he said, you know, stand up if you've beaten Alabama in a game. And none of them stood up.
I thought it was pretty cool, man, getting that juice. And you know, as we said earlier in the show, Kirby won't give the media, certainly Mike Griffith, the satisfaction or anybody else asking tough questions about it. But, yeah, you knew he knew. He's got an Alabama thing. Now goes to 2-7. And finally, Abe beats the Tide in Mercedes-Benz in the SEC championship game. That was great to see. Here's Gunnar Stockton saying they're trying to keep it in perspective.
Yeah, I think that's just part of the history of just two great teams going at it. And I'm glad we just we kept it the same thing, just approached this week like it was a big game and didn't make it bigger than it was and just took advantage of it.
So Georgia comes in at number 3. Abe and I both agree. Ohio State, losing late used to be a punishment. You can't make heads or tails. This committee was so screwed up in the way they explain things. They kind of get it right, but the way they get there is stupid. We'll talk about that in a second. But Georgia's 3. I can make the argument Georgia should be 2.
I would have put them 2. And it, look, the Indiana-Ohio State game, the Big Ten final, it could have gone either way. And so nothing against how close and competitive that game was. There needs to be some sort of penalty for losing. Mm-hmm. And there just was none. I guess the penalty was you're not number one, you're number two, but that obviously had to happen. I would have flipped. I would have had Ohio State 3. I would have had Georgia 2. But at the end of the day, you're going to have to meet up with some good teams along your way. Even if you were 2 or 3, your path still goes through each other, so it doesn't change a ton there. Semifinal, if chalk holds is still going to be Georgia, Ohio State, no matter how you ranked them. And that's going to be a game that Georgia's going to have to deal with when the time comes.
So, again, guys, it's a couple days off for the Georgia Bulldogs, and then they'll get the winner of Ole Miss Tulane, a game we've already seen. The big story from this weekend, Notre Dame, very upset. They're upset at the ACC. They felt the ACC did them harm. It was lobbying for Miami. And there's a lot of stuff going on with the Irish. The ACC commissioner, Jim Phillips, shot back, says Notre Dame is an incredibly valued member of the ACC, blah, blah, blah. With that said, when it comes to football, we've got a responsibility to support and advocate for all 17 of our football playing member institutions. I felt like, you know what he should have said? Not the snobby Notre Dame nonsense, but they're just the tip in the ACC.
Yeah, and people forget that while they are not a full-fledged ACC member, in all the other sports, they are a member of that conference. And that's why, with their agreement, they feel a little on the other side of this. But again, I just think that if Virginia had won and Virginia was in, Notre Dame would have been in. I think that's the cop-out the committee had was, we have to have the ACC represented because Virginia lost. No other team is there. It has to be Miami.
Right.
And Notre Dame gets the short
stick. ACC made their bid. They'll line at the stupid tiebreaker. Next year, just amend the rules. The highest-ranked CFP team, boom, end of story. Miami goes. But the problem is, and here's where the committee goes, all wrong. I got no problem with Miami going in. Don't put Notre Dame two spots ahead of them in the next-to-last bracket or the next-to-last ranking, because then all the Irish fans think they're in. And you pull the rug out from under them. As I said earlier to Abe, world's smallest violin. They're $50 million from NBC every year. They think their stuff don't stink. And I get it. I like Marcus Freeman. He earned it last year. But so many Notre Dame teams under Brian Kelly did not earn a trip to be in the playoffs and didn't provide any content. They got whipped. So enough with Notre Dame. And by the way, pick a conference. Should have joined the Big Ten years ago.
Right.
But because of that TV money, they've always felt they're above it all. And next year they are, regardless of conference alignment with the ACC and the way they do it. You're going to have them in. If they finish in the top 12, they've got a letter of understanding from the College Football Playoff Committee. Irish are in the top 12. They're in the playoff next year.
Well, look, if nothing explains that the committee just does whatever they want to do and then find a way to defend it more than what you pointed out, Mike, is that Notre Dame was ahead of Miami. Neither team played. None of their metrics changed and then got jumped. The committee is always going to do whatever they want to do in their final rankings. All of the rankings before that are irrelevant,
right,
to use a quote from Raheem Morris.
And don't have your guy. Don't put, now again, this is Juracek who took over because Baylor's AD got fired.
Well,
I mean, you got a guy, and I like his honesty. For some reason, he gets in front of the camera. He's like, because he's the guy that a few months ago said, hey, man, sorry, we couldn't give Pittman enough money. We don't really have enough money here in Arkansas. So he's kind of a straight shooter. But then you put him in front of this thing, and he looks like me in high school, and I couldn't find my homework.
Nothing changed. None of the metrics, and yet Miami jumped Notre Dame. If anything, Notre Dame's metrics got better because Boise State won a conference title, and Notre Dame beat Boise State. Right. If the only metric that actually changed would have been that Notre Dame now has a win over a conference champ.
But the thing about Notre Dame, don't lose the first game. That's why the only reason Alabama was on thin ice, but the committee already they basically pre-approved Alabama for moving on by jumping up to 9 after a lackluster win in the Iron Bowl. They kind of prepared the ground that Alabama would never fall out of it. Alabama's too big to fail. Texas didn't get in. That's self-explanatory. But Notre Dame, as you said, if Miami's got the head-to-head, you should never have had Notre Dame ahead of Miami. End of story. So that's what just added to the confusion of all this. So they got the right result, but it's how we got there. And then this is not the committee's fault. This is the stupid contract that everyone drew up. We got to pay lip service to Tulane and James Madison. Nobody cares. Okay? Tulane already lost to Ole Miss. I don't need to see that again. What's the number on this game? How big a fave is it?
Boy. I mean, obviously double digits. I mean,
find that number for me, man. It's got to be at least 13 and
a half. I will tell you what. I am interested in that game because there's no Lane Kiffin. I am a little bit interested in
Pete Golden. Right.
And look, I think Ole Miss probably should still win. I think they just have generally more talent. But I am interested in what not having Lane means for that game.
16 and a half players basically said don't believe everything Lane told you about the player meeting. Even some of those guys, his act was wearing thin. This hour of the show, guys, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. A reminder, guys, you can go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing again. That's markspain.com. But yeah, and then James Madison, Oregon, who's watching that? Who's watching that? The story, and you and I touched on it, Abe, Boise State beating Oklahoma years ago. UCF with their win over Baylor 1 year in the Fiesta. And then, of course, the win against Auburn when they proclaimed themselves national champion. Those are outliers.
But they also didn't mean anything. But they weren't a playoff.
Yeah, and those teams don't have – but those teams – that idea is, you see, the David can beat Goliath in college football. Yeah, maybe one day. But he can't win three games in a row. He's going to get smoked because he doesn't have the depth to go toe-to-toe with SEC, Big Ten, Big 12 3 weeks in a row. It's not feasible.
Look, Boise State-Oklahoma was a great game. It was a Fiesta Bowl game. It wasn't part of a system. It wasn't a team playing for a championship that is then depriving other teams of being in that championship discussion. And so even that is tough to compare because of what ultimately this game means. Someone is advancing with an opportunity to win a title, and that didn't happen back then.
So, again, guys, it's what you said, it was 21 for Oregon, a Dan Lanning 21-point favorite. Said this earlier in the show, Kirby.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Also, I was talking today about, or yesterday, about the naysayers about Schumann. I would have been one of those naysayers about Glenn Schumann. Good news is everybody got hired. I was afraid someone would poach Schumann based on how good a job he's done. You know, and of course, you know, Penn State did sign, what's his face, right?
Matt Campbell
from Iowa State.
He had his introductory today.
Good dude. We had a chance to interview him years ago. But with all due respect to Matt Campbell, what are you, like, the eighth choice?
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.